Burning the midnight oil again, Miss Kwan?
Yes, I'll be sure to lock the door on my way out.
All right. I'm not entirely sure what you're on the hunt for, but whatever it is, I hope you find it soon. As much as I'd love you young people getting lost in the pages of books rather than on your phones, shouldn't you be out at a bar, chatting some cute guy up or some girl?
Perhaps, but I've always preferred the company of books and not people. People tend to judge you if you're unconforming to the status quo. Books, on the other hand, well, other than a few plot twists and clever lines, you always know what they're about. There's no guessing games when it comes to them.
Mm. I feel you there. Well, you know you're welcome here anytime. You remember where to leave the key, yes?
Underneath the plant pot, behind the lion statue.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Trixie. Alright, let's do this. Voicemail.
Hi, Emma, it's Cersei. I just wanted to check in and see how your first week went and how you're finding the company, but then I just remembered that humans take weekends off. Regardless, I hope you're doing well and everyone has been treating you kindly. We haven't had a human in the boudoir in a while, so please forgive us if we happen to say or do something that would offend you. Listen, I will be gone for the next few weeks in order to attend my cousin Octavia's bonding ceremony with her new, companion. They're human, just like you. Perhaps the two of you can be introduced some time, which leads me to the main point of this voice message system. Something. Anyhow, for your first research assignment, I would like you to look into an institution for me. It's well known in the underworld, but it's a good place for you to start. It's called Midnight Hall. I'm very good friends with the master of the hall, and I think you'll benefit a lot from him if you paid him a visit. Go there, ask him some questions about the hall, then submit a report of your findings, and if that doesn't scare you off, then I think you'll find the rest of your time at Nightshade Chronicle quite enjoyable. This assignment doesn't have an end date, so please take your time. I don't want you to get thrown into the deep end, so whenever you're ready, you can get started. Although, a word of advice about the master of the hall. He's an archdemon, and he, well, he may coerce you into an uncomfortable position, but please rest assured that you have the Chronicle to protect you should any conflicts arise. All right, I'll let you go now. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Well, that's not very reassuring now, is it, Cersei?
Oh well. Baptism by fire. I knew not intended.
Let's see. Archdemon.
Here we are.
In some writings, an archdemon is a spiritual entity and is mostly an infernal leader in a hierarchy of demons. They are the opposite of archangels and serve different purposes throughout different religions.
Okay, well, that's highly unhelpful. How in the world did I end up in this situation? All I wanted to do when I was finished with university was to write for a publishing house, or for a magazine, or, if all else fails, a gossip forum. Not some weirdo underworld cryptid run newspaper.
Well, at least the pay is good and the co-workers are nice.
Nope. Get it together, Emma. You can do this.
Celestial Night and Mortal Legends and Tales.
Well, that's definitely an interesting title.
Before the birth of gods, the three realms of existence had converged into one.